Okay, Mishnah Yid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ben Ataninus Ha'ala Becharos from Bavel. Ben Ataninus brought up Becharos from Bavel. Becharos we've talked about before. Becharos are the firstborn male animal from a kosher domesticated animal. So Ben Ataninus brought up Becharos from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. V'lo kiblu mimeno, but they did not accept it from him. Why not? Because we learn out from the psukim that the places that you're chayv in Maisris are the places that you're chayv to bring becharos from when you have cattle there. So since there's no obligation to bring Maiser from Chutz La'aretz, there's no obligation to bring becharos from Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Yosef HaKohen hevi bikurei yayin v'shemen v'lo kiblu mimeno. Yosef HaKohen brought bikurim from wine and oil to the Beis HaMikdash, and they did not accept it from him. Why not? Because bikurim are supposed to be brought from fruit. They're not supposed to be brought from beverages, from liquids. So maybe he should have brought the grapes, he should have brought the olives, but he should not have brought them in the form of wine or in the form of oil. Now there is a little bit of an issue over here, and that's because there's a Mishnah in Shumas actually that says that generally you're not allowed to bring bikurim from beverages, from liquids, except for olives and for grapes. That stuff you can bring bikurim in the form of a liquid. In other words, you can bring bikurim in the form of wine or of oil. So that's a blatant contradiction between the Mishnah and Chumas and the Mishnah and Chal. So there's two major explanations that are given actually for that contradiction. One is the Yushami. And the Yushami basically explains, well, it depends for what purpose you harvested those grapes or those olives. If the purpose for the harvest was to make wine or oil, so then yeah, you can bring bikurim from those things. But if the purpose of the harvest was to yield grapes or olives, so then you cannot bring them in the form of wine or oil. And so that's how the Yishama explains the difference between these two Mishnahs. The Rambam actually says, well, no, that's not really what's going on over here. What's going on over here is that there's a machlokas between two Tanoim over here. There's the Mishnah in Chumas that holds one way, and we have this Mishnah that disagrees and says, the Tan of this Mishnah disagrees and says, actually, you're not allowed to bring bikurim from wine or oil, period. Okay, so now the Mishnah goes on and says, Afhu, Yosef HaKohen also, Ha'ola as Banaves B'nei Beiso, Lasos Pesach Katan Bishlaim. He brought up his sons and his family members, his household, to do a little Pesach in Yerushalayim. Now, what is it referring to? What's a Pesach Katan? Pesach Katan is referring to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is, we know that you're supposed to, the Karban Pesach is supposed to be brought on the 14th of Nisan. Well, what happens if there were circumstances beyond your control and you weren't able to make it to the Beis HaMikdash by the 14th of Nisan? So you have a second shot, depending on why it was exactly that you missed bringing a Karban Pesach on Yud Aleph Nisan. But you have a second shot, and the second shot is a month later on Yud Dalet Iyar. So he brought his sons, his household, to do a Pesach Katan in Yerushalayim, to do Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet Iyar in Yerushalayim, v'hechziru, and they sent him back. They returned him. They sent him away. Why shelo yikava hadar v'chova? So that it should not be set. It shouldn't be established as an obligation. Now, there's two major explanations for this Mishnah. We're going to go with the Rambam's explanation. That is that what were they so nervous about? Why was he bringing his kids? So, and what was the issue here? The issue was that he was trying to bring his kids to fulfill the mitzvah of Re'iyah. We know that for the Shalosh Regalim, there's a mitzvah that you're supposed to appear, and there's also a special carbon you're supposed to bring called an Olas Re'iyah that you're supposed to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So you're supposed to have you and your family, your little kids are supposed to be coming with you to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Well, he missed Yudal of Nisan, and he brought his kids along with him when he did the Pesach Sheni. Well, little kids are not chayiv in Re'iyah on Pesach Sheni. They're only chayiv on Pesach Rishon. And so therefore they sent him home so that there wouldn't be set on the record this chiyuv to bring little kids to fulfill the mitzvah of Re'iyah on Pesach Sheni. Okay, so now the Mishnah goes on and says, Ariston hevi bikurav me'apamya. Ariston brought bikurim, he brought his bikurim, the first fruits, the first produce that he had from the Shivas Aminim. Well, he brought it actually from Apamya. Now, wait a second, where's Apamya? Apamya is in Surya. Okay, what's significant about Surya? So as we discussed a little while ago, that Surya was one of the lands that David HaMelech conquered. It was not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael fully. However, Chazal, we know, said that it depends. If the land is owned by a guy, well, then it doesn't have Kedusha. But if it's owned by a Jew, then you have to treat it that it has Kedusha. So Ariston brought Bikurim from Apamia, from Apamia in Syria, v'kiblu mimeno, and they accepted the Bikurim from him. Why? Because they said, Hakona b'Syria, if a person acquires land, a field in Syria, kikona b'parvar shabishlam, it's as though he acquired land in b'parvar, in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And so therefore, as far as Bikurim is concerned, there would be an obligation to bring Bikurim from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, as Bikurim. Now, if you remember, in the previous mission, we talked about Truma, and we said, well, Truma and Challah, those things you're not supposed to bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But now, for some reason, we're saying that you're, and we know from other Mishnahs, and Trumas, from Shvias, that you're not supposed to bring Truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But for Syria, for some reason, you are supposed to bring the Bikurim from Syria into Eretz Yisrael. And the problem is that Syria is one of the places you're not supposed to bring Truma from Eretz Yisrael because we treat it like Chutz La'aretz. So which one is it? Do we treat Syria like Chutz La'aretz or not? So the simple answer that's given based on the Yushami is that for Truma, remember, there's no obligation to bring Truma to the Beis HaMikdash. There's an obligation to give Truma to a Kohen. Similarly for Challah, there's no obligation to bring Challah to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. There's an obligation to give Challah to a Kohen. Bikurim, there's an actual obligation to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so how does that help us? The way that helps us is that because Truma doesn't have to be brought to Eretz Yisrael, there was concern that that if they would allow Truma, so the issue with Truma would be that the Kohanim would go out into Syria and in order to collect all the Truma from that, from the neighborhoods. And so therefore what we say is, in order to prevent Kohanim from leaving Eretz Yisrael, there's a number of issues with that. Number one, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael unless there are very specific circumstances, extenuating circumstances. And two is that if you're a Kohen and you leave Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz, well, the problem is that there's a gezeira of Tumah on Chutz La'aretz. So they didn't want Kohanim leaving Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore they said, okay, good, so the people who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, live in Syria, they should just divide the Truma to the Kohanim in the community. Okay, so that takes care of the Truma issue. Masha Inke, when it becomes to Bikurim, well, Bikurim, you're supposed to schlep to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no concern that the Kohanim are going to start leaving Eretz Yisrael in order to go gather together the Bikurim, because they're the owner, the people who actually own that fruit, they're going to come and schlep to Yerushalayim anyway. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? Just to summarize very briefly, what we said is that Ben Antoninus attempted to bring Bechoras from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim, and they did not accept it from him, because there's no chiv on Bechoras outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yosef HaKohen brought Bikurim in the form of wine and oil, and they did not accept it from him. They were supposed to bring it in the form of fruit. He attempted to bring his kids and his household in order to do Pesach Sheni, and they sent them back. And we explained that was because they didn't want people thinking, or a chov to be set, that you have to bring your little kids to fulfill the mitzvah of Re'iyah on Pesach Sheni. Then we talked about in the next part of the Mishnah, we said that Ariston brought Bikurim from Apamia, and they accepted it from him. Why? Because Apamia is in Syria. In Syria, we say that it's as though you acquire land in Yerushalayim, and therefore it has Kedusha with respect to Bikurim. Therefore, you have to schlep the Bikurim from there to Eretz Yisrael. Okay.